Hello, and welcome back to the Tax Advisor and Biz Coach Success Podcast. The purpose of these episodes is to help entrepreneurs become more successful, avoid tax and other business headaches. Remember to tune in frequently, as we will be sharing tips, secrets, and expert recommendations in how you can manage your finances, improve wealth, and grow your business. Please like, share, and subscribe. Here's your host, Liz Soria.
Hello, everyone. I'm so excited that you have decided to register for my summit called the Finance Tips for Success. Well, let's go ahead and jump in. I will tell you a little bit about my background, but you can go ahead and always go back and read and understand a little bit what I've done for a living. And one of the things that I've always been thrilled about is about money, right? What makes those successful people out there know how to invest and save money? And that's how you really come and accomplish getting freedom when it comes to money. So we're gonna go ahead and jump in. I'm gonna be sharing my screen here with my presentation. Who am I? I have here a whole page, my background. And I've been a tax advisor accountant for nearly over 16 years. It might not look that old in that picture, but definitely I've been able to help many, many small business owners here in the U.S. I know some of you might be watching me from overseas. Other than that, I also have helped a lot of individuals wanting to really have a better future security when it comes to retirement, right? Because at the end, I mean, what we need to realize is that we are responsible for our money. And I think that we all have kind of been brought up, and hopefully some of you might agree with me, in the situation where we just go and study a career, or maybe do a trade or business, and start making money, and next thing we know, we have all these expenses piling up, and somehow, sometimes we live a little beyond our means, right? So, and because of that, a lot of people get in trouble, and then they realize as, times go by, and we have families, and we have more responsibilities, we start looking at our finance, and really we start questioning a lot of things, right? Like, where's all my money going to? And yes, mostly it's bills, and we're not looking into really investing, right? And that's kind of a little concerning, and that's why I'm here. I'm here to try, I'm gonna try to share as much as possible in this short, summit, some of the things that I think they can really help you. But as I always say, there's so much that I can share with you, a little bit of my wisdom, that it's up to you. It really comes down up to you whether or not you're willing to take action. And so yes, that's who I am. It says a lot about my background. I've been in accounting, like I said, for many, many years. Actually, I think I look younger than what the picture shows, definitely what I have enjoyed in my career is being able to really see people increase, their wealth. And I believe that we all need to take responsibility for that. And that's why I decided to create the summit. So let's go ahead and jump in. Will you agree? All right, so let's go ahead and do that. First of all, I put a very important quote here on my, page. And one of the things is, it's not how much you make, it's how much you save and invest. Because the reality, folks, is that most of us, we've been brought up, whether it doesn't matter, our background in what country we were raised. But the reality is that most of us, our parents have told us, hey, just go ahead, go to school, make yourself a career. And then once you graduate, then hopefully you get a nice job. And then you start making money. And a lot of you end up with families and responsibilities, right? And next thing you know, it's like, what's going on with my money, right? And as we get older, well, we start getting concerned. What is the future really holding for me? And the reality is that, you know, we are living in very unprecedented times as I'm recording this. And I think that a lot of people are starting to question a lot of things about their finance and many other things. So it might surprise you where I'm going to get started, but I think it's extremely important that I share this with you because I wish that in school, especially around, you know, the years of high school, as we call it here in the U.S., they would teach us certain principles that I think it could really, really, truly help us improve our lives in many ways, by the way. And one of them is financially, right? Because we're all seeking that freedom. Would you agree? And a lot of times we haven't been taught about money. We really haven't. All we've been told was, since we were young, was to, like, yeah, get yourself a career or go through a trade school and end up getting a job and paying your bills. And next thing you know, it's like you're scratching your head and you're like, oh gosh, I haven't saved enough. I haven't done much of investments. Or maybe you have if you were lucky enough to financially educate yourself. Which in that case, well, you know, I pat yourself in the back for that. But the ones that we have kind of left it in the back burner, as I call it, or we have been postponing it, well, time is going by and we need to start taking some steps to assure that we're going to have at least some sort of safety nest, you know, for the future, right? Because I always tell people, I don't care what country you're from, never really rely on your government. Always rely on you. So whatever you can take responsibility right now and do whatever actions that are needed, even if they're baby steps, as I call them, it's better to start now than never. Okay, so let's go ahead and jump in. So really, I'm really excited to share this information with you. So here's the first thing. The summit will show you simple steps, right? And how you can improve your finance right now. Okay, and I'm going to start with a very hot topic. And one of the things is money mindset. Why does mindset mean so much, Liz? Well, the reality, folks, is that we never have been really properly trained mentally how to think about money. And as I said at the beginning of the summit, we come from a background that a lot of times we've been told what to do, and the proper thing is just to follow the protocol or what the society suggests that we should do. So our mindset is something that we can change. Yes, that is very possible. And it's been proven, not only because I'm saying it, but because there's plenty of actually scientific and psychological studies and research proving that we can change our mind. Yes, we can change our behaviors, our rituals, or you can call it routines that we do to improve our present and our future. As we know, we have no control of the past. So money mindset is something I'm going to be talking about because it's crucial. And I wish that back in the years of high school, we have been taught not only about money management, right, but also about some psychology. Because why? Because we need to understand how other humans, including ourselves, we behave. And I think there's a lot of topics that we talk about school that, I don't know about you, but like, for example, a lot of science classes that I took, social studies, even though I'm an accountant, who cares? Have I used geometry? Have I used chemistry, algebra? No, I never have used none of that in a daily basis, not even in my field. So I think that was a waste of time. That's my personal opinion. And I wish instead they would have substituted those classes, like I said, with money management. What does money really have as a value? And what could I have done when I was younger to improve my future, right? And also how our minds work and how can we become a better version of ourselves by understanding others' behaviors? Because at the end, we are all here together. And I think we're starting to realize that more than ever. So one of the things I'm going to be talking is about mindset, and it is crucial, by the way. And another thing is the second topic is going to be about how to cut your expenses, right? Because when we start reducing our monthly expenses, especially, that's going to make a huge difference for your budget, okay? And by the way, if you have not downloaded yet, you should have got a report or a link to get for free, no charge whatsoever, okay? The 10 tips in how to cut your monthly expenses, all right? So I give you 10 tips, not just three, because I wanted to make sure that you get to pick and choose which ones you might want to start with, okay? It doesn't mean you have to, you know, start with everything, but at least start with two or three and really experiment how you can really reduce those expenses, okay? So hopefully you go ahead and download that link if you haven't done so. And the other thing we're gonna talk about is the third topic is about saving and investing, right? Because one thing is about making money. Remember what I said at the beginning? Another thing is about how much you save and how much you invest. Now, you always want to make your money work as hard as you work for your money. And again, in our societies, we've been brought up that we exchange time and our expertise for money. Now, once we're able to cut down that expense, then what happens? Now you're going to have some extra money that you're going to be able to utilize and invest in other type of venues, right? So let's go ahead and go for the next slide. Now, why, like I said, mindset is important? Well, a mindset is a series of different things. First of all, it's really a perception that we have of things and people. It's our belief system. And when we're able to educate ourselves and do certain training to help our brain realize that there's plenty of opportunity for all of us, and it doesn't matter a background. I've seen a lot of successful people out there and business owners that I have worked with that they don't have a degree, and they've been extremely successful. Okay, they made millions of dollars, okay? So the reality is, it's not all about having that piece of paper as a degree. It's about what you do with your knowledge. Now, will you agree that knowledge is power? Well, we have heard that phrase so many times. Well, I don't completely agree with it. I'm gonna share my story why. I know I have spent my entire life studying, and I have actually different careers. Now, I have enjoyed doing what I do as an accountant, and like I said, as a tax advisor here in the US. However, I realize even myself that no matter how much you learn, if you don't apply, and I'm gonna say this for the second time, if you don't apply what you learn, it's worthless. So the reality is that we are here to learn as much as we can from each other. And one of the things is you want to have the power to utilize what you learn, and hopefully even through this summit, and really apply it. Because if you do, then you will really find really great results. So mindset is extremely important for anyone to become successful, and it can be in any phase of your life. It's not only for financial success, it could be for building strong relationships, for good health. Okay, so it's critical. It's critical that you understand this concept, because the more you understand it and the more you can apply it, the better results you're going to get. And that's what I like you to see. I like to see that you succeed with some of the few things I can share with you through the summer. Now, they say that we're responsible for all our actions. And that is true, the good and the bad, right? I know I made a lot of mistakes throughout my business. I've been in business now for over 10 years. I can't even believe it. And I'm still here. And I started in the cloud, meaning that virtually I started my boutique accounting firm. And I never had a standard conventional office. So I know we're going through a lot of changes now, and it's such a great opportunity at the same time. I believe that every challenge in life is great opportunities. And so with that said, I'm gonna go ahead and kind of mention to you that we do need to adjust. Adjustments are always necessary when we're thinking about planning about how we can improve our lives. So that's why I wanted to start this with the mindset, because believe it or not, it is such a true fact. If we can change the way we think, our results would be very different. So let's jump in for the next slide. So making small changes over time, that's my first mindset tip. And the reason why I brought this up is because a lot of times I find people trying to jump from letter A to Z without being prepared. So what happens? Well, now you're putting too much pressure on yourself. You're being too demanding, okay? And unfortunately, when we do that to ourselves, guess what? We kind of block ourselves, okay? So that means instead of thinking that we're pushing so hard, we're not making it anywhere. So sometimes those small changes that we do today and tomorrow and next week and next month does really add up, okay? So I wanted you to kind of think about that for a moment, all right? Because those small changes over time will make big changes, all right? So one of my tips, what I'm gonna be sharing, by the way, is some tips along things that you can start doing right now. Okay, as soon as you finish the summit, you can start applying these things, because that's what I want. I want people to take action. So one of the tips that I mentioned here on my first mindset, tip number one, is that you can open a new saving and money market account, or even if you're a daredevil, you know, and you want to go ahead for the first time, or maybe you've done this before and you have want to invest in the stock market, this is a great opportunity for you to do so. Now, the most important thing for you to remember is that you do really want to be able to be consistent. That's where success and being resilient for something that you truly want to have in life. So if you open up a savings account and a checking account, I don't care what small amount you can do, just set it up automatically, do it on a monthly basis where you're happy that you're doing the right thing, and then let it grow. Just let it grow. Have a little bit of interest that is being earned, you know, on the side. And most importantly, what I want you to keep in mind, all right, that I see that has worked very well, not only for myself, but people that I have recommended in the past, is I don't want you to see it like it's an optional thing. All right, so we're using some psychology here, as you can tell. Don't look at it like it's an optional. Oh, I can do this 1 month, another month, I'm gonna just skip. No, I want you to see it as like you have a bill, yeah? Like you have an actual bill, meaning that like you pay your electricity, you pay your rent or your mortgage, you pay your car insurance, your car payments, you pay whatever it is that you have almost in a permanent basis in your life. I want you to look at this as a bill. Why? Well, there's a very interesting concept behind what I'm sharing with you. And that is that sometimes in our minds, when we have a bill that we have to pay, well, we will pay it. most of the times, at least most of us will. So, and because of that concept of you thinking that it's not an optional thing, that it's a mandatory thing that you have to do, you will be more consistent. Doesn't care what how much you can afford. If 1 month you can afford a little more, then you throw a little more money into your saving money market. As long as you're earning some sort of interest, then at least you know that you're increasing your wealth. If you're more like I said, a daredevil, and you want to jump into doing stocks and mutual funds and ETFs and all that, then great for you. Again, I always recommend get good advice from people who are, you know, who are professionals, who have been there, who have done it. I personally, I still invest in the stock market here in the U.S. Yes, I lost a lot of money way back in 2008. However, I did not let fear hold me back. And this is something that I'm actually looking at right now. And again, the difficult times that we're living as human beings, right? And a lot of fear, insecurity. And what's happening with that, unfortunately, is creating a lot of issues for people because they're like, okay, I need to cut here. And that's great. But we also need to make our money work hard for us, right? So always get good advice. You know, always try to get good advice where you're going to be able to actually, you know, and I'm sorry about that. You're going to be able to look at your results, all right? So like I said, whether you need to go through a certified financial planner, whether you need to register through some sort of, you know, mentorship that they can guide you how to invest into the stocks and what to do. And if you're not one of those people that you might say, Liz, you know what? I hate the stock market because it's a big casino. I don't blame you. Like I said, I lost money and I, after many years, I did come back and invest. Why? Because that is passive income. And I love the fact that I know this, that my money is working for me, even while I'm sleeping, while I'm relaxing. And I don't need to go out there and worry about having to exchange time for my money because my money is working for me, all right? Now, if you don't want to get into stocks, then of course, we know that real estate has been around for centuries. And we know that a lot of people prefer to have a tangible, you know, something you can touch, something you can see. And while many of you might not be ready to become landlords, there's many other ways of investing in real estate, okay? So don't be scared that the only way you can make money in real estate is because you have to buy a property and you have to fix it and then you have to worry about the headaches with the tenants. That's not true. There's many other ways of doing it, including, by the way, in the stock market, what we call REITs, R-E-I-T-S, Real Estate Investment Trust. And with that, you could be earning a great dividend, which is what I share. My secret is always trying to get a stock that has growth, but also that has actually dividends, minimum 1%, 2% or higher, even better, right? And every dividend that's creating that interest and you're reinvesting also the money into your stocks or your ETFs can really at the long term make a big difference for you, okay? So that's my suggestion. Again, I'm not a certified financial planner. And the reality is, as a legal disclaimer, I have to say, I'm just saying this for educational purposes. Definitely do your research. And I always believe that the more we research, but especially most importantly, when it comes to cutting our expenses and then utilizing that money that you're saving and then putting it in different, you know, venues, meaning you're going to diversify your money. You always have heard that expression, right? That means you're going to put a little money of what you cut back on your expenses. Oh, I'm going to put 5% there, maybe in stocks. And then maybe I do another 5% something in real estate. And then maybe I put a little bit for, you know, for my savings, right? So let's go ahead and jump for the next one. And the second tip that I'm offering through the mindset method is practicing gratitude, right? We always do that, but we need to be grateful every day. Not only especially, I think now more than ever, for a good health, but because it's something that actually help us to be thankful, right? Be thankful for what we have right now, right in this moment, as you're listening to the summit. Who are you grateful for? For your good health, perhaps for your family, maybe your spouse, your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, whoever it might be, So I think sometimes we kind of neglect of not enjoying the moment. And as we said, I mean, the past is past and the present is now. And while we can change the future, there's nothing we can do with the past. So being grateful, I know that I, not only being an entrepreneur for so many years, but the fact that I'm always, always grateful for every morning that I wake up. So I share some tips here. Also, there's been plenty of studies, again, with this, dealing with the mindset and being grateful for the things that we have in the present moment, allow us to see a clear vision of what else we desire to have for our future, okay? And I think sometimes we want to, as humans, to make it comparable of my neighbor has a better car than me, has a better house than me, has a better job than me, dresses nicer, has a better, girlfriend or boyfriend. Don't worry about the people around you. Worry about yourself, about you improving yourself. And the best way we can do it is through a lot of self-help. And, well, we have so much free content out there. Look at me, what I'm sharing right here with you. And other people who are really willing to help you go through that process. So finance is crucial for you to be a happier life. But most important, being grateful for what you have right now, your roof over your head, and like I said, your family, your good health. And sometimes we take that for granted. So this is a tip that I'm sharing here. Take a moment, even if it's only at least twice a day. And I do this in daily practice, by the way, and I share some of my personal stories here through my summits. And I think that one of the things that we want to do is wake up in the morning and say, thank you for another day that I have. Wow, I'm still alive. I can make a difference in someone's life, because we all come, I want you to know that. We all come with a mission. We all have something to share with the world. And even if you doubt yourself, because I know a lot of people going through a lot of anger and sadness because of the circumstances that we're living right now in this world. We all came with a gift because we're all gifted, all right? I'm not better than you. You're not better than your next neighbor. We all are unique, and we come with a gift to share among other people. So discover what is your gift. And one of the things that's going to give you is the freedom of being financially free, knowing that you can live in a budget, knowing that you can cut your expenses. And like I said, on that newsletter that I have shared with you for the 10 tips on how to cut your monthly expenses, you're going to find a few things that I really think is going to help you. And then, like I said, apply a few of them. Okay, good. Let's go back to gratitude. So start with just 5 minutes in the morning and 5 minutes at night. Right before we wake up and we go to sleep, realize how grateful you are for the things that you have, right? And feeling good about it and enjoying what you have right now in this moment, right? Because we have no guarantees for tomorrow. So let's go ahead and jump for the mindset tip number 3. Identify your values. Why are values important, right? So critical. We have values, about who we are, what a family represents. But most important, I think what it is, it's really sometimes, it's about realizing that aligning ourselves with values is so important. Why do I say this? Because I see a lot of people that have very, vague values in their lives. And I know you're not one of them, because otherwise you wouldn't be investing your time watching the summit or even listening to it. But the reality is that, you know, we need to educate ourselves. We need to have a financial education, because it's the only way that we're going to be able to advance and not having to depend on others and be independent. All right. So I want you to look at the tip that I'm offering, and you know, I'd like you to identify five values, okay? And just put in a sticky note and a piece of paper, whatever it is that you need to do. Put it in your wallet, like I just explained here, and force yourself to remember the values that you have. So I put an example here in this presentation. Is, for an example, let's say that you want to send your child to college, or perhaps you really want to buy that really nice car that you always dream about, or that house, or I don't know, maybe you want to, you know, finally do that long vacation that you've been looking forward to. But then you look at your money, your bank account, right? And you're like, oh gosh, I just can't do it, Liz. I mean, you know, I have so many expenses, right? So what are we doing? We're going to go back and we're going to cut those expenses. Once you start doing this, you're going to start freeing up your money. You're going to feel that you have more control over it, right? And by having that control, like I said, you can invest, but you also want to have a little fun. I always say that maybe you want to save like a good 10% out of that money and enjoy yourself, you know, have a nice, reasonable vacation, all right? Look at the values. So that means here is, I want to buy myself a new car, but I don't have the money. Okay, step number one, I'm going to cut my expenses. That means I'm not going to be dining out. Perhaps I'm not going to be buying clothes, you know, every month. I'm not going to be spending on that coffee, you know, at the Starbucks. I'm not going to have all these additional expenses that include myself. I sometimes, when I get my credit card statement, I'm like, gosh, what, you know, look how much I spend. So a lot of times, even I have to rectify myself and kind of go back to my value, my core of why is it that I'm doing what I'm doing. And again, because I want to have that financial freedom. And since I'm responsible, I need to make sure that when I go off track, I put myself back on track, right? So it doesn't mean you're going to stop eating outside. No, it doesn't mean that. But it means that you can cut back. And what you cut back, you're going to see a huge difference when it comes to your money, all right? So one of the things I want to explain here with this and to identify your value is, like I said, if you want to buy yourself a car, you're one of your kids is going to college, or whatever might be the situation, write yourself a little note, or like I said, make yourself a postcard. And you know what? Use colors like yellow and blue and red. Something that every time you open up your wallet or your purse, you look at that note. It reminds you, why are you saving? What is the purpose behind saving money? So I'm going out to have that coffee latte, right? And I'm saying, oh, I'm going to spend a couple, you know, of dollars there. Well, no, because if I save today, tomorrow, next day, next week, next month, I'm going to have a little chunk of money extra, right? So now, every time I pull into my purse or my wallet and I take out my credit card or my cash, I'm going to look at that really bright postcard. It's going to remind me why I'm doing what I'm doing. But mostly what's going to really make me feel good and proud of myself is that I'm going to be able to look back a couple of months, years from now, I'm going to say that time when I made that decision, it was so worth it. Okay. So that's just a little tip for you that I think that I do know that work if you're willing to implement it. So I really hope that through this, you know, some of you have picked up some value of what I have shared with you. And I think that the most important is in a book that I really, really enjoy. And by the way, yes, I read a lot of books and I listen to podcasts and motivational videos. And I'm constantly in seminars and learning as much as I can. But remember what I said at the beginning of the summit? It's not all about the power, it's knowledge. Power is not knowledge if you don't apply it. So that's where I want to leave you with that thought. Why? Because we are completely limitless, meaning that we can do anything mostly that we really desire in our hearts as long as we are aligned with a purpose in life, knowing that we can actually be maybe a little bit strict with ourselves and sacrifice a little bit, but at the long term, I'm going to look back and I'm going to say, it was so worth it. So again, I hope that out of this summit of finance success, you have picked up a few golden nuggets. And again, it's all about cutting your expenses, whether it has to do with utility bills, whether it has to do with your car insurance, whether it has to do with anything that you can just review. So the very first thing that I'm going to tell you, you can get started out of all the additional tips that I have shared with you so far is look at your monthly expenses. Very simple. In a sheet of paper, you're going to draw a column on your left. You're going to put all your expenses on the right. You're going to put the things that you really desire to do if you had that extra money, right? So you're going to do a total sum and you're going to calculate how much money I'm really spending, all right? And a lot of times, and one of the tricks that really work very well for some of my clients, if you don't have a credit card, you're going to spend less. Yeah, that's right. So if you know you have a tendency that every time you walk into a store, you just have your credit card, then take some cash with you. Because once you spend your cash, you got no more money to spend. So these are the little things that we can really do. But going back, like I said, that newsletter that I did for the 10 tips on how to cut your monthly expenses has a lot of ideas that I really think you can apply some of those and really see changes. And I would love to hear your feedback. And again, I have to share this quote with Napoleon Hill because I have read his book, Think and Grow Rich. And, one of the things that his famous quote is, whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve. That is very profound, and it is so true. We're never too old, never too young to learn. So it's up to you how you're willing to make the changes in your life. So I hope that you have learned as much as possible. And by the way, before I get going and kind of wrap up this summit, I do want to share that I got a lot more freebies for you. You can subscribe to a newsletter that I have. It's called and it's completely free, by the way, so don't even worry about it. And it's called the Tax and Biz Tips Elite Newsletter. I'm sharing here the link with you. And we also, in case you did not get your bonus, which was the white paper PDF with the 10 tips and how to cut your monthly expenses, I'm sharing that link there. And no worries, we never share or even read your email. Unfortunately, I know some other providers do. And here's just a little legal disclaimer that we have. And I think the most important, I want to just kind of let you go with the fact that I want you to succeed. I believe that each one of us, we can do so much for this world. And like I said, again, believe that you can accomplish any dream that you truly desire. And it's all about sometimes, yeah, we need to be a little restrict about ourselves and our habits, right? Remember about talk about mindset, right? But I know you can do this. I know you can. Okay, I've seen a lot of people change their life completely. And once you live more of a stress-free life and cut down some expenses that are, honestly, they're just ridiculous that we have, you know? There's no need for that, all right? Cut that down. And then, like I said, put the money in savings, put a little money in stocks, try to invest in things in real estate. Do things that you can see that money is growing for you, for your family. Right? So this is so crucial that we take the proper steps because only us, and truly the only person that can take care of your money best, it's you. You can get all your financial advisors. You can get people like myself with my strong background in accounting, helping small business entrepreneurs to succeed. But at the end, the only true person who's going to care about their money, it's you. So I wish you a lot of success, and I hope we stay in touch. And I'm looking forward to hopefully you joining my newsletter. And like I said, staying with, connected with me. I offer a lot of free, by the way, YouTube channel I have podcasts for many years. So I hope you kind of follow and subscribe, and hopefully we will see each other again in the next summit. And like I said, I think the most important thing here, it's realizing that at this point, I wanted to kind of just say that I wish you the best. And I hope that, you know, this tips have helped you some way, somehow. And if it has, please, I love to hear your feedback. I love for you to share, you know, that feedback. I have left my email on the presentation. I will go ahead and see if I can just minimize this right here. Oopsie. You can have that actual email. And I think I left it. Let's see if it's here. I think, I have it on the newsletter. I apologize. Definitely either way, I'm sure you can connect with me. And like I said, I wish you the best. Stay healthy, stay strong, stay positive, because I know at the end, we have a lot of things that we can definitely, look forward to, even in these unprecedented times that we're living. So I wish you a lot of good health and a lot of success to you. Until the next time, take care. Bye-bye.